This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3951, from Monday, the 25th of September, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Cell Phone Screen Protectors. It is hosted by Operator and is about 29 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is I talk about how I fail at cell phone screen protectors.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio with your host, Operator. Today we're doing replacing screen protectors, and I'm going to talk about screen protectors. So if you don't care about screen protectors and you know how to put them on perfectly without a single speck of dust, then move on. Other than that, I'll take a quick skim through and see if you can learn something. So the ones I like are AM film. I'm looking at a stack of, I don't know, probably 10 screen protectors. I go through them, my wife goes through them, and then we got some for the Switch, which is not the OLED one, but it's a regular old-style plastic. But so the problem with these, right, is getting them on there and perfecting the application without getting any dust at all. So we'll start off right off the bat with my list. I actually have a list of stuff that I like to have before I do this. You want an area that's not dusty, you know, no cloth areas. You want a flat, you know, basically a pristine surface. I'm using a Murphy table that I made out of like a little folding thing. It's a high Murphy table, so you can. It's in my office, and you pull it up, and it locks in, and it sticks out probably 3 feet. And I have a working tech bench that I don't have to hunch over, and I can use these goggles and all that kind of stuff. So I'm not going to use the goggles or the magnifying thing, but we'll talk about that later. So the list. New screens, obviously. I like the, like I said, AM film. If there's another one that's like an orange brand. Let's see, Super Shields. I don't know. Sometimes you just get unlucky, so you put them on, and then 3 days later you crack them. So, you know, just be aware that, you know, there's brands out there that are probably not as good. There's ratings. It's called like S9 or E9 or something like that. They have ratings, and you want the one that's like E9H, which I don't know if it's a bunch of hoo-ha anyways. So new screens, a plastic pry tool. You can buy a pry tool set. A lot of them are like UFixit. This one's Tricello. I liked the kit that it came with different kinds. And I've collected ones from over, you know, you order something like a, you know, dash cam or something, and they'll come with pry tools to use for the car. So I have various pry tools and such, different sizes. But if you take stuff apart, get yourself some pry tools. Really, the eye-opening one for me was this one that's a stepped pry tool. And it will step, as you shove it in the device, it will step and get caught in there. And that's what you want, because with a screwdriver or some other foreign object, you stick it in there and it wants to pop right back out. This is step-based, so once you do get that foothold, it'll stay locked in there and you can continue to kind of shove around and work on it. But, you know, it's a skill set that is acquired over time. I'm actually pretty good at it. You just take your time. You can't be in a rush for that stuff. Just pretend like you have nothing else to do. It's like getting a child's car seat, right? Pretend you have nothing else to do except for to slowly take apart this clamshell of glue god-awfulness. So anyways, you want a pry tool, Windex. You know, people swear against it, swear for it in either direction. I use it because you need something on there besides water or isopropyl alcohol sometimes. It's just easier. We're not going to pretend like we're... Nah. By the time your screen is whatever, you're going to need a new phone anyway, so who cares. Gloves, like rubber gloves. I use just little blue gloves. Excuse me. Paper towels. Microfiber. Weight. I have a 10-pound weight here. We'll talk about that later. Can of air to blow off the dust. That's most important. Like a can of air or even compressed air. But the can of air ideally is going to be more clean in theory. Like magnifying glasses. I've been looking at dental loops. They're very expensive, but I'm trying to find one that will be lower profile than this big old, like, you know, when you see the guys in the movies, they're soldering stuff, and they had the big old dumb goggles that look like a dork things. I'm trying to find something that's lower profile than that I can get my head around. Because if I'm trying to get my head around inside of something, these little visors, these little magnifying visors, they don't work. So if you have any ideas or suggestions on, you know, magnification stuff. But I have been looking at dental loops for that stuff. Isopropyl alcohol, I'm actually almost out after having the same bottle for probably 10 years. I don't even have to see a date on here. But this is old. This has got to be at least 10, 15 years old. MG Chemicals, I use their... wow, the lid is actually coming apart. So this doesn't even actually hold liquid anymore. The MG Chemicals, I use their contact cleaner, gold. Great for connections, battery connections, terminals, ports, anything metal to metal, you start noticing issues. Spray, spray, wait a minute. Don't get it on LCDs or anything like that because it might screw them up. So we got our materials. The biggest thing is I've done this on a surface with cat fur on it. I thought it was more convenient. No, just take your time. Find a nice clean surface. We're going to wipe it off here actually with just, I don't know, some Windex, just because I don't want dust flying around, right? That's the worst, is having dust flying around. There's other stuff on this table. Ideally, I would want the table completely clear of stuff, but I have a nitro car up here, and I got one of those wooden put together things, kind of like the metal earth, but with wood. So, clean the surface off, make sure there's not any like dust around, try not to have any dust around. I wash your hands real good. I use one glove instead of, you know, obviously two. That way, the other hand I can use for grabbing stuff or whatever. So my clean hand never, the dirty hand, the non-glove hand, never touches anything but the phone. So actually I just touched the door handle with my glove hand, which that doesn't matter because I'm about to wash my hands. So I washed my glove because I reuse the same glove. Reduce, reuse. Sorry about the audio there. But I wash my hands, then I wait and let them dry, then I wash the gloves. Obviously put the gloves on, and then I wash my gloves. So now I have a clean hand that I'm going to try not to get ruined here. So got my clean hand. We're taking my wife got a nice case. Let's see, UB Pro. It's a super case drop protection multi blah 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 blah. She dropped her phone on the corner, I think, and it cracked it, or she cracked the screen again. I can't say anything. I've had a lot of cracks in my day. Now this set, the one that I got from MG Glass, whatever these guys are, G Glass screen protector, the brand, it's green, and AM film. The AM film folks sent a jig to put over the top of the phone to put it in place. So that actually is good. If not, it's hard. Mine doesn't have a jig. Some of them don't have a jig because they're just, it's just not going to work. That there's not enough space for it. So, if you can get one with a jig, or if you know it has a jig to come with it, I would do that. You go by, what I generally do is I go by the camera. I line the camera, the circle around the camera, the hole they punch through the thing for the camera, and the circle for the camera and the bottom of the phone. So I'll align it as I'm placing it down. And like I said, it's an art form. It's going to take you a while to get there. I take paper towels and I rip them into little quarter sheets. So now is when I would normally put on my goggles here. And I'm going to have to figure something out because I can't do this without without using these, honestly. So let's see if I can't rig something up. Sorry about the audio here. Yeah, this is not going to work. I don't know. This might actually work long enough to do it. Let's do this. I got the weight. I'm gonna put the weight here and use it. Because really all you need is light shining on the phone as you're putting it down to make sure you're not like missing anything. So you need the can of air ready and you need the phone itself. Now this phone's not gross because it was behind a shield, but I do want to make sure that there's not a single speck of dust on there, and the only way to do that is to have it light on it at all times. So I'm just going to spray Windex on the piece of paper towel and kind of let it sit on there. I shut the phone down because black is really the best angle to see any kind of dust or anything. So I have a paper towel in between the phone, and I just wet that paper towel to give me some slickness so I can rub up and down and clean it up. This isn't bad at all, but in general, I like to. So first, I do the Windex and the. Yes, this is not gonna work. I'm not gonna be happy. Not gonna be happy. Need a better setup than this. I actually took apart a spotlight that I might go grab that is extremely bright, and I use it for scenarios where I need lots of light and I don't have to worry about futzing around with headlamps and whatever. So I grease it up no matter what. I put ton of Windex on here. And you're not supposed to use Windex on shit like this, but like I said, by the time you damage the screen, you've either cracked it or you've got a new phone anyways. I mean, we're talking about like super long-term type stuff. So I'll hit it up with the Windex first to clean off grease, basically, to get the smearing off. I don't see any smearing. Now it's just dust. So that's where the isopropyl alcohol comes in. I've gone through three or four of these little paper towels already. But it's quick. Once you get it down, it's pretty much just can of air and cycle. And I just dropped my paper towel on the floor. Now I have a cat and a wife, and it is now compromised. So pretty much, if you're in, an area where you got pets or hair or dust, I mean, I already see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, probably 20 specks of dust on here, and I just turned around for a second. So just the fact that, I'm breathing and stuff is falling in the air, right? Way too much alcohol on here. So now I need another dry one, and I'm almost out. But it's a little tiny square, so I don't feel bad about going through them because I've only gone through like two paper towels. Now you can clean the rest of the phone later, but I would clean it all now because as soon as you grab a piece, a tiny little speck of dust, or worse, a spot of grease, you are completely screwed. That's it, you're done. So our surface is good. We've done our isopropyl alcohol. We've done our Windex. Our little layer of Windex has dried up because it evaporates. I would say use water, but I don't have any in here, so I'm gonna grab some water from the cap of this thing. Now I just touched the door, which I'm not super concerned about, but just in case, I'm gonna wash my hands again because the door is covered in disgustingness, grease, people. Fecal matter, fecal content, as they say in the business. The guys that take apart hard drives and stuff, they sit in these sterile rooms where, not a single speck of dust enters the atmosphere. So I got my little cap of water, which is basically gone now. So I'll probably use some Windex. I'm using my palm. Close the door, and we're gonna see if we can't get that to stick on there better. So microfiber, they come with a crap ton of microfiber. If you can use a new one every time, I never remember which one is I've used and which ones I haven't. So I'm a bit of a mess when it comes to that. But if you can remember, but it's a same direction. So you swipe in the same direction to get off all those greasy spots and streaks. And you know, if you pick up a piece of grease, you end up kind of smearing it around, and that's when you might have to go back to the Windex if it's that bad. This is not bad. I just have lots of dust. And like I said, if you sweep in the same direction, you'll get that that dust to kind of all go one direction, hopefully. So like this microfiber cloth has dust all over it. It's just covered in dust. And it's been sitting inside of a plastic bag, inside of a container for 4 months or something. Now, most of them come with these stickers, and you can pull the dust off the stickers, blah, 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 blah. So you pull this, it says glide guide sticker. I don't even know how you're supposed to use this. Maybe to help you put the glass on correctly. And then they have a dust absorber, which it's just whatever. I've never even used these before. But you know, it's basically a sticker that you get the dust off with. Now, you could do that forever, or you get your can of air. Now I'm gonna ready my S5A screen here. Obviously, you want to figure out the direction that it's supposed to come apart in and keep it face down. Don't even worry about the top. It's pretty much more or less sterile. Don't worry about cleaning the top. You do want to make sure you don't have any grease on it when you go to put it on, so touch it with your glove hand, right? Just remember to touch everything you can with your glove hand and nothing, the phone with your right. If you want to have to touch the phone, you want to hold it on the outside with your dirty hands. So traditionally we're at the spot now where I'll start using the can of air to make sure that I can blow off anything I don't need or anything I don't want. So I kind of spray all around to kick off all the dust to get it away from the phone. And then I do this little weird game where, why is, who ate that? Did somebody eat that? I'm looking at the end of my, oh, the end of my nozzle has hair on it. Don't even know what that is. Something. Oh, I have oil. I had an oil, clock oil leak in my container. And now there's clock oil on the bottom of everything. And now there's goopy on the bottom. So any of the little tubes, anything that's down there on the bottom gets a nice dose of oil all over it. So now I see a little something. I don't know what this is. And I see some streaking from left to right from the, I guess, Windex. But multiple angles. You want to look at it from multiple angles and see, because you one angle, it doesn't, you don't see nothing. And then from another angle, I'll see all these weird looking streaks that look like they might be from the Windex. So some previous streaks in that. And honestly, the whole like, do your pure lazy, do the whole mouth thing, just to, like that actually works, man. Don't ask me how or why, but you would think there would be all kinds of extra goop in your breath that would make it compromise it, but if you don't have the time or the resources to do it correctly. So I'm basically using the can of air at point blank range to blow off any speck of dust. Like I see a little thing here, and I'm trying to verify if it's a scratch or if it's just a piece of stubborn, whatever. So once you see a scratch or something, this is a scratch. It got dropped or something, or the screen got replaced. And when the screen got replaced, they left a piece of dust behind the screen. So I'll say that that's not my fault. That looks on top. So that looks like that got scratched somehow. Honestly, it's a micro scratch, very small. Must have been while she was waiting to get her case, and I told her not to do that. But you know how people listen to us in our field. All right, so I've got most of this cleaned up. I'm hitting it with the can of air and the light at multiple angles. I still have that little scratch guy, which I don't know what he is. He's definitely on the outside, but it's not coming off, so I guess we're screwed. Got one little section in the lower corner here that doesn't want to comply. And again, I've got some kind of little something. I'm using the glove to kind of scrub. And that is also a scratch. Two scratches, actually. Just tiny little dents. Almost like it was dropped or something. So we got like three on this phone. And it's never been without a case. It's never been without a case or without a screen protector. And it's still whatever. Some people swear against the screen protectors. That's another thing. Actually going to turn this sideways. I have it the wrong direction. If you have it sideways, you can see more of the phone, right? I just touched it with my finger. Damn it. So as hard as you try, you still have issues. But yeah, I keep it sideways so I can see up and down easier, and I don't have to ranch over to get to the rest of it. So, I mean, I see a couple of spots. And that's pretty much it, man. You just gotta hold your whatever you got. Pray to whatever you want to pray to. This jig, I don't really want to put the jig on, but I will because whatever. Oh, this is one for mine, actually. This is for, I think, my wife's old one. So that won't even work. So we get to do this live. So I line up the camera, circle, and then I line up the bottom. So like what'll happen is the camera will be on point, but then the bottom will be shifted left or right or whatever, off center, so that you gotta watch out for that. And you're basically just kind of, for a while, you're just blowing off whatever dust lands on, because basically you're trying to keep the environment completely clean of anything. You're just constantly spraying until, you know, you just... I have not taken the film off the bottom yet, but I'm hovering it over the top to, you know, protect the film. So the idea here is that, you know, whatever's falling from the sky or falling off of my head or whatever is not going to fall. And this will be, in theory, a kind of a sterile area. And it's like ripping off a Band-Aid, man. You just gotta go. Throw it on there. There's one little spot here. Now this can of air is actually getting cold, so pulling the bottom off. Praying. Sticker stuck to my finger for a second. Right now I can't really see the camera port that well. But kind of once you drop it, you've committed. You can shift it ever so slightly. Feel like we're in a good spot, but once you drop it, you're done. That's it. Now, if there's something under there, guess what? You get to take it off, start all over. If you want to do it right, you got to take it off, start all over. I did not push from the inside out. I was more concerned on this one about making sure it landed flat. But this is where your whatever tool's in. It's a pointy piece of plastic. And then I push. This one's actually, the pointy is not what I want. I want the flat. This little flat piece, about an inch wide. Flat pry tool. And I just go from the inside out. Look for those bubbles. I see zero bubbles. Usually on one side or the other, you'll get, it won't glue. It won't connect right. I'm a little off left to right. Up and down is perfect. But left to right is a little bit off, but the camera is on point. Like, the camera is, like, straight in the middle. So, actually, I don't know why this looks like it's off by... I guess it's almost perfect. The deal breaker is, you know, you get it all put together and you clean it up and then you look at it and it's... I've got a cat fur, piece of cat fur. I did it on the dining room table once. And that's when that was the last time I ever did it on the dining room table, because, you know, you spend all this time, and you put it up there, and then, you know, you put it in, you give it to your wife, and she's like, what's this? It's like, that wasn't there 10 seconds ago, before I put it on here. So, We have something. I don't know what that is. That looks like it's under. There's one little tiny speck of something under. That's also another tiny speck of something under. But we're not talking hairs. Hair is what will break. Will break you. You can do a tiny little speck, and honestly, my wife won't care. She won't know. Won't hurt her. But yeah, there's a piece of hair right there. A little tiny, probably millimeter piece of hair, but it's not a giant piece of hair. Not even a millimeter. It's. Oh, I see a bubble. We might be fucked on this one. There's a piece of dust in here big enough to two pieces. Wow. This one's done. I'll probably have to redo this with the headset on so that I can see anything before I put it on. But yeah, we got one piece of hair that's so thin that it doesn't care. And then we have a piece of dust that's lifted up down here. That's a piece of hair. And another piece of dust that's lifted up. I have one, two, three of these. And my wife tends to hold on to phones, so I might count my blessings with this one and see if I can get it to stick. So when you're done, that's the easy part is over, or the hard part's over. When you're done, I take a 10-pound weight and I put it on top of the little piece of foam it came with. The screen protector foam, and I lay a 10-pound weight on top of it, and I let it sit. And hopefully that pressure will kind of glue it to the thing, and it won't lift up. But if I come back in 10 minutes and it is still, you know, raised where the piece of dust, there's one piece of dust on here that's pretty big, and it's raising it's disconnecting the screen protector from the thing. So it's like this goo. It's like a really thick adhesive. And that thick adhesive, right, wraps around any dust particles that emerge in the surface. Because it's never going to be 100% perfect. I've had like two, three perfect ones out of the 10 I put on. And it's just luck. I mean, honestly, unless you're in a clean room of some kind, it's just luck. I feel like, I don't know, I just had the air conditioner on in here to keep it cool before I recorded. So it might be just air just blowing around in here or me talking, who knows. But, oh well, anyways, that's not great. I'd say on a scale of 1 to 10, that's a solid 7, 8, 7. Usually I like to have no dust on it at all. And, you know, it just depends. Just for my wife, it doesn't matter. For myself, it depends on how big it is. As long as it's not lifting up off the, you know, disconnecting it, essentially, and causing a visual disturbance, I will let it go. But I feel like this is just not gonna, it might not pass. And, you know, sometimes you gotta do two or three. I mean, I think we're okay. I think it'll stick. It'll stay. I'll let it marinate for a while, and it's flat right now. There's no bubbles, but there's one piece of dust on here that I don't like, and a tiny little hair that you can't even see without a light. I don't even know what that is. That's like carpet fuzz or something. I don't even know what that is. It's a very thin, it's almost like carpet fuzz. So anyways, I hope that helps somebody out. Let me know, my headset just died. But, you know, once bitten, twice shy. Any tips, any ideas, and especially any kind of low-profile magnifier thing that I can wear would be great on any tips, like the dental hoop or dental loops. Anyways, y'all take it easy, have a good one, stay safe.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution
4.0 International License.